Special guest joining me in studio, led in by Karen Pierre of the Kevin Pierre Memorial Skate Park. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Very good. Here, pull that mic just a little closer to you. There you go. Wonderful. Yeah, you're good. And has a mind of its own. Sorry. But welcome. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Welcome back. You guys have a lot going on, including a Dine to Donate tomorrow. Why don't we start off? Well, before we get to that, let's talk about stuff that you just did recently. Okay. You guys were a big part of Mud Bowl.
Yeah. We were security for Mud Bowl.
How was that?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I actually came out of there with not a drop of mud on me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I still have a white shirt.
Not everybody can say
no.
that about Mud Bowl. I heard that you guys were in to help out with that. Obviously, a community effort.
Yeah.
Everybody's always trying to reach out to the skate park and help you guys out, so it's nice to return the favor.
Yeah, definitely.
And what a great community event to do that for, and what a great group of guys and girls throwing on that event.
It was a very good event. They're really, really, really awesome over there, and it was so much fun to watch. I actually have never watched the whole thing, so it was pretty interesting, and I was in the gate right to the mud, so it was
you get the front
a little crazy. It was messy.
Yeah, very messy.
Good.
Well, I'm glad that that you guys are doing that and exploring that outreach a little bit and trying to help out as much as everybody wants to help each other. One of the great things about being here in the Valley.
That's right. There's so many different nonprofits, and we're always trying to just collaborate a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, try to get to know other people and just, you know, get ideas, really, because we need help.
Absolutely. Trying to always be fresh with your ideas.
Exactly.
I think that's one thing that you guys have done very well is to be unique with your events.
Yeah.
Not just always the same thing. You do Dine to Donates, of course, which are always fun and kind of staples here in the Valley. But to always kind of make it more unique is great, which is why we have some special guests joining us in the studio today. But before we get to them real quick, let's talk about this Dine to Donate happening tomorrow.
We have a Dine to Donate at Tuckerman's Restaurant and Tavern. It's 336 Route 16A in Interville. We're having the live bands, and we have raffles, and we're going to have this just an awesome event to raise money for the skate park.
So. Yeah, which is really awesome. And I love these Dine to Donates. From 4 to 9 tomorrow evening over at Tuckerman's Restaurant and Tavern, just like Karen said, a portion of every meal sold will be donated to the skate park. Plus, to see us here, you get some raffle prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, we have some raffle prizes from, we have some one donated by Varsity Beverage and from the Red Sox Foundation.
Awesome.
And a bunch of other ones. We have a signed autographed picture. I won't tell you who, but you have to come check it out.
Okay.
But
All
we
right.
have two bands. We have If You're Down and then the Lazy Anarchists. Both bands are from our Battle of the Bands.
I was going to say, and that's how I was introduced to these guys, the Lazy Anarchists behind you. In fact, Cody, why don't you step on up and introduce yourself and talk about the members of your band here. And
My name's Cody, and I do something in this band. I don't know yet, but
you'll figure it out.
Yeah. But I got Eric Mulligan on guitar with me.
Hello.
And Jacob Carrier on the bongos today. He's going to do some bongos, but he's our drummer.
Wonderful. Yeah. And now you guys, was that how you guys kind of got associated with the skate park? Was it the Battle of the Bands?
Yes, it was, actually. Yep. That kind of got us really playing a lot more than we did before. Yeah,
sure.
Really pushed us out.
And you guys are actually from Conway.
We're from Bartlett, and he's from Berlin-Gorm?
Gorm.
All right.
Yep.
So collectively.
We're from here.
Collectively from the Valley.
Yeah.
Well, great. I loved your performance. I was actually one of the judges at the Battle of the Bands, and you guys did outstanding, and that's why I was like, well, yeah, let's bring the Lazy Anarchists in the studio and see what they can do on magic here, which is really great. So they're going to be performing, or you guys will be performing with another band that was part of the battle there, and that's going to be tomorrow night from 4 until 9. The skate park, though, always something else going on. Do you have anything else in the plans? I know you do.
We have a bunch of stuff going on. We have the Red Parka Bingo Go for a Cause on September 24th.
Yep.
And that's $1 of every the dollar bingo cards, and everyone goes to the skate park.
They're getting very popular, those bingos for a cause.
They are. It's really cool. I'm really good at bingo, so anybody want to challenge
really
me?
Good at a game of chance, yeah.
I said I have like trolls like Roseanne.
Okay, you're right.
But we're going to have a celebration for our members on October 19th, where we're going to have just a huge party and celebrate all the people that have helped us. You're one of those. You can
come
and hang out with us.
Fair enough.
And we're having a sign painting event, 10/26. And we're going to do the Trunk or Treat in Freiburg. And then we're going to do a winter carnival.
All right, so there's lots in the works.
Yeah,
lots in the
lots.
Works. And the best place to check out is the Facebook page, the website?
The website is www.goskate4k. the letter, the number four, kev.com, or you can find it on Facebook.
Right, and we're always linking up to you guys as well on our Facebook page and as well as our website. What has the progress been like for the skate park? I know there's always something in the works.
Yeah, we're going. We're almost. We're like 36,000. We came back from the number we thought we were at because of accounting fees and such.
It happens.
We figured it out.
It happens.
Right now, we're still waiting for the town to give us an answer on the land off of Hemlock Road next to Walmart.
Okay.
That's a state piece of land, so we're waiting for the state to make the decision, not the town. So if anybody, just to make that clear.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting.
Just waiting. I know, and that's a lot about this fundraising. A lot of the different causes talk about that. It's hurry up and wait.
Yes.
It's a hurry up and wait process.
Yeah,
but you guys are doing pretty good right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what you've done in the last 2 years.
I know. It's been 2 years.
And that's one thing that you've talked about too, Karen, is because of this opportunity that you have or this experience that you're going through now, you've been able to experience so many different things that you didn't really quite know about before.
I feel like I was a hermit because now everybody knows who I am and I've all these different places that I never went to the Red Parka before in my entire life until the skate park stuff. And I'm just like, wow, this place is
what a cool
great.
Place.
So just getting out with the public is just something that I was never used to. I have anxiety, so I'm not, this is all for Kevin, and I tell him every day when I go on to these things, I'm like, Kevin, doing this for you. Here we go again.
Well, you've done a fantastic job. Yeah. There's been so many events, and now since it is the second year in, people are starting to look forward to these events, which has to help and be nice and a nice confirmation of that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Excellent. And we're doing our beard competition.
Okay.
That will be the third time, and then the skateboard art show will be the third time.
Yeah.
So those
incredible.
Ones are really fun. So
cool. So keep up to date, everybody, at GoSkateForKev.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and social media and get all the updates that way. Always something going on. I know you guys do a lot of craft fairs and anytime. Any kind you get you, they get that brand out there. You guys are there.
Yep, we're just pushing it.
That's excellent. All right, so let's focus a little bit now on the Lazy Anarchists. You guys have been together how long now for a band?
2 years. About 2 years.
It's been about 2 years. Yeah.
2 years playing together.
Yeah.
Your whole entire thing is prepared to be whelmed, and I really like this. Even at the Battle of the Bands, it was we're a mediocre punk rock band. I get it. I'd say the same thing with the radio station. I'm gonna be like, this is a mediocre radio show, but we're here, we're doing the local thing, and we appreciate it. But where did the Lazy Anarchists come from? That the name is very clever, and people are definitely catches the ear.
We were sitting around talking about some kind of discontent somewhere in the world, and Cody was like, oh, you know, they should just overthrow the whole thing and start over. And I'm like, none of us are really all that physically fit for throwing things over, maybe like tipping or leaning something over. And then I think it was Cody that said, I'm too lazy to be an anarchist. And we just kind of stopped and looked at each other and said, is that the name of the band?
And there we go.
That stuck.
And the rest is history. Very cool. And you guys have been trying to make an extra effort now to get out there and start performing with all the local acts out there.
Yep. We've been doing a lot of the open mics. We did the Parka for a while. And then we just started doing the Tuckerman's Brewery. They've been doing open mics now on Tuesdays. We've been going there almost every Tuesday because it's earlier.
Sure.
The park is late, but the park is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've been just trying to get out playing music and trying to get a CD out soon. And yeah.
Very cool. And what's the best way that people can reach out to you? Say they like what they hear right now on the radio, or they want to look up your stuff. Where can they find it? The best way?
The Facebook page.
Yeah, the Facebook's
page. The Lazy Anarchists.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So we'll make sure that we link those up as well on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/magic104nh. Now, for the local spotlight, we have you guys perform two acoustic songs. We do acoustically here because of the small space, and it just kind of makes it a little more unique sometimes. And we have you perform an original song and then a top 40 cover. We're going to take a quick break, but what would you be performing first?
We're going to do the original one first.
We're going to do the original first. Okay, so we're going to be talking to Cody and the rest of the guys. Right after this, we'll be back with the original song from the Lazy Anarchist on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.